In the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 14, letter number 4950, Baruch Hashem, the 17th of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, Havosik V'chosid, the Rebbe is addressing him, Moirein Moshe Zalman Sheyichya Feiglin. It actually is brought down in Chabadpedia. I saw that the Rebbe got up for him when he visited the Rebbe in Tavshin Tazayin. And he was from the first people that was active in Australia, first Chabadnik over there, and the Rebbe addresses to him Sholem Uvracha. So the Rebbe said that from time to time I receive regards from you and from your family members and also about generally Chabad matters. But lately, however, the Hasidim have been writing less than before. And certainly, how much more so, how much I really want to know. I'm not getting what I would like to know. And as we know, as the known expression that we heard many times from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the title that was here, that Chassidus has accomplished that every Chassid, wherever he should be, and wherever he goes, wherever he treads, he's not alone. Wherever he finds himself, wherever he goes, he's not lonely. He's not alone. For me bleibt ständig verbunden mit Chassidim, because he always remains tied, connected with Chassidim. So, if this is so, even before you have met personally, so this is certainly more so after a personal friendship. Because like I said, he visited the Rebbe the year before in Tavshin Tazayin. So the Rebbe says, we want to be together, we want to hear. I'm not hearing enough of much the details. Since we're going in the end of this week, celebrate this clear day of Yutis Kislev, in which the Alter Rebbe said, Podo b'sholim nafshi ki berabim hoyu imodi, that he redeemed in a peaceful way my soul because the many were with me. All of them were with me together. So we need to be more berabim hoyu imodi. I'm sure that by Chassidim and Anash, Lubavitchers, in all place where they are, will be strengthened, the feeling and the tie from one with the other, that to happen to be together, not only intellectually, but also in action, until the expression of our holy, from our Rebbes, our leaders, to participate in our friends' joy. So to take part, to be part, when that's that brother love, connection of Chassidim, to be tied, to practically be part of a joy in which you're celebrating, your friend is celebrating. And the Rebbe says, I hope to receive from you good news from your personal matters and also from the community matters, especially the institutions of the Yeshiva Ola Yosef Yitzchok and Beis Rivka. The Rebbe founded the Beis Rivka, and remember the letter before, they were worried that the Beis Rivka is going to take away from the money. We had a letter, but the Rebbe actually instructed this Feiglin, that's what that they should found it. This is part of spreading the wellspring to the outside. And the Rebbe prays. This is part of the Rebbe's instruction to him when he visited the Rebbe about Beis Rivka. So the Rebbe, this is part of spreading the wellsprings to the outside. And the Rebbe says, he prays that the news, the reports, and the letters shall be written in good health, healthy, and happy. And the Rebbe sends regards to his entire family, to each and every one. May they live and blessings for the Festival of Redemption, which was our redemption, quoting from the Rebbe Rashab's letter, and the redemption of our souls, which is the clear day of Yutes Kislev. And the Rebbe is encouraging him and asking to write more often. And the Rebbe says that it's part of the Hasidim are not lonely because we're all together. And actually to participate, especially the Rebbe says, we have befriended, we met, and you came, we're here. So the Rebbe asks to keep on that that communications and the wanting to make one another happy. The Rebbe says the time, Yutes Kislev, Berabim Hoyimodi, being together, so Hasidim will work on that union of being together, participating in one each other's simchas, and spreading the wellsprings. The Rebbe sends warm regards to him and for the whole family member.